Mike McCoy, welcoming you to the Time of Truth.
Praise the Lord. Billy wrote a good one there, didn't he? That's good. Good job. We appreciate you being here tonight. And I didn't know. Josh asked me at the door. He said, I need to be baptized. I said, when you want to do it? He said, whenever I can. I said, let's do it tonight. I'm ready, he said. Praise the Lord. So we're excited about that. His children get to witness Dad being baptized. That's a blessing. Amen. Right there. That's the top order, Dads. You can let them see you do anything. Let them see you serve the Lord. Get saved, be baptized, serve the Lord. Let them watch you. Let them watch you when things are coming against you. Let them see you seek God. Be faithful to the house of God. I'm telling you can't do anything better for your children than that right there. If you do that for your children, hey, you'll be doing what God's called you to do. Train them up in the way they should go. Amen. Hey, I said I was going to preach on this, and this may be more of a lesson than a message. I don't know. But I'm in Psalm 47. I'm hung in the Psalms right now. I don't know why, just where I'm at. And this is, you never know who's going to be at church, who isn't going to be at church. You just have to take what piece of scripture you get and go with it. If I planned it, I'd mess everything up. I'd never preach the right message at the right time. But we are, this is what's on my heart tonight. I'm going to read Psalm 47. There's just 9 verses here. And I may just use the first verse as maybe as far as I go. You found Psalm 47, shout amen for me.
Amen.
Oh, clap your hands, all you people, shouting to God with the voice of triumph. For the Lord Most High is terrible. He is a great king over all the earth. He shall subdue the people under us and the nations under our feet. He shall choose our inheritance for us, the excellency of Jacob, whom he loved, Salah. God is gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God, sing praises unto our King, sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth, sing ye praises with understanding. God reigneth over the heathen, God setteth up on the throne of his holiness. The princes of the people are gathered together, even the people of God of Abraham, for the shields of the earth belong unto God. He is greatly exalted. Father, thank you for letting us be here tonight in this place, in this time with these people. Now, Lord, help us be accurate in the scripture and touch our people. And let us instill, God, what you have put in us. Let us be able to expound. I pray you fill my mouth and guard my tongue. Preach me for your glory. And we're going to give you praise for everything that's done. Maybe someone would come forward tonight and call upon the name of the Lord and be gloriously saved. I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Now, there is all types of churches and all different. God made us all different. If he can make that unique to anybody else in the world, I think God's into diversity. What about you? Not when it's concerning him. He's God and he doesn't change. And there's some things in his word, and we do some things. This is for our new folk. How many people are in this building tonight that hasn't been coming here 5 years? Would you hold your hand up? Has not. I want you to look at that number. Praise the Lord for that. Thank you very much. We may do some things that's a little different than some folks do. If you know now, you notice I'm kind of animated in my preaching. I'm a little hyper. I'm loud, and some people think obnoxious. And I don't apologize for it. It's just how I am. There are other places where they're pretty sedate and they won't move from behind the podium, and you can understand every word they say. But you're not going to get much of that around here. It's just how it is. I don't apologize. It's just how God put us together. Hey. There's only one of them. One. How does He do that? But He does. But there's some things that are common to us and for us in the Word of God. Now, everyone is not a shouter. They're not. But there's nothing wrong with those who are. Now, I've said this morning before we left, to shout or not to shout? That is the question. Well, we see here, oh, clap your hands, all ye people, shout unto God with the voice of triumph. That is in the Word of God. I know it's a psalm and it's in the Old Testament, but right there it is in the middle of the Word of God. Clap, number one, clap your hands. Now, I know this bothers some folk. I have been greatly criticized of late for the way some of you act. I'm being brutally honest. They might have said something about me too. I don't know. I was trying. I might not have been paying attention at that point. I want you to listen to this from the New Testament. By the way, you're only going to find the word shout two times in the New Testament. One is when they gave a shout and the king was there and they said, oh, he speaks as a God. And they gave it in a negative context and it cost the king his life. The other time you're going to find shout in the New Testament is the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a
shout.
Hallelujah. Some may have a problem with the clapping of the hands. I know that bothers some people, but we're instructed to do it in the New Testament. And again, praise the Lord. This is Paul writing in Romans 15. You can find it when you get home. And again, praise the Lord, all ye Gentiles. I mean, he singles us out right there. Someone might say, well, that's messianic there in Psalm 47. I would agree. And they may say, well, that's to the Jews, and primarily at that particular time it was. But here we are to the Gentiles in the New Testament. And laud, L-A-U-D, him, all ye people. Now, what does that mean? That simply means this. It used to bother me when I would hear a pastor or a song leader or a worship leader, whatever you prefer to call them, and they would be in there and they would say, give the Lord a hand clap of praise. And I'd think, you know what? I just don't know where that's at in the Bible. Well, I found it right here in Romans 15 and 11. That means to applaud Him. And who is that to? All. Applaud Him. So, here's what it is. When we agree in the word or with a song, they sing, the girl's done well. We're not necessarily, don't get the big head girls, you've done a great job, but we're not clapping for you. It's a mode of praise when we laud Him. Applaud. That word means applaud. Now, we're accustomed to doing this. I get happy. I do that. I catch myself. Somebody's singing. Somebody's preaching. I get all wound up. Next thing I know, I'm giving it this. And I go, oh, well. Hey, hallelujah. Just go ahead and do it. I got Bible for it now. Hey, listen, I just hadn't really caught that verse. I'd read that multiple times. But now I think I'll just applaud Him whenever I feel like it. I believe if the Word of God says it, you can take it to the bank. So when I don't like applaud, well, would you shout? Dennis and I were in the tent the other night. Where's Parker? Parker not here tonight? Parker's not here. He was going to get... I was going to brag on that boy. Give honor where honor's due. I said on three, boys. I said, let's shout. Say, now you can't be teaching them kids that. Clap your hands, all you people. Shout unto God. Now Parker said he shouted. I'm just telling you. I don't know that I heard it. But it's just a little tough for OK to pull it off. But Dennis got him over there beside him tonight, and he's going to encourage him. He started off over here and went over there, and Dennis found him on the other side of the building. We're trying to help our young people. Now watch this. If people didn't get so excited about the things of the world, it wouldn't bother me so bad if they didn't get excited in the house of God. But look here, listen. If their team's winning or they've won something great happens to them, at least they're smiling about it. And every now and then, they might get a whoopee. Years ago, we were sitting at the T-ball field. And I was watching one of our relatives was playing over here on this field. It might have been Brandon. I don't know. And Dusty was sitting, and he was sitting there with me. And he was watching the game over here, and it's T-ball behind me. And it's softball over on this side with some of the older children. And I knew this lady that was sitting down there on the front row, and her child was up to bat. Now, I've never seen her shout in the house of God. I just never have. And I'm not saying that you've got to do it. I'm just saying, clap your hands, all you people, shout unto God. That's what the book says. Now, your shout might be this. Ooh. That may be all you've got. But when that boy hit that ball and it fell off that tee and rolled about 6 inches out in front of it, I ain't never seen such a fit in my life. Ah! Jumping up and down. Run! Dusty pecked me on the shoulder and said, "Hey, Dad, the show's on this side of the field." What's all that racket? That boy just knocked the ball off the tee, and she went ballistic. I didn't say anything. I wanted to. Something like, "Shout on!" Are you still with me? I'm going to give you three types in the Old Testament, three types of shouting you're going to find. First mention of shout is going to be found in Exodus 32 and 18. And it's in a negative context. It's a wrong. They shouldn't have been shouting at this particular time. The word is awnaw. A-W-N-A-W. It means to heed, pay attention. It implies to respond by beginning to speak. But here's what it is. They were singing. So awnaw, when Moses come down and he hears the racket out there from the children of Israel, you know what they're doing? They're shouting. It's in the form of a song, but they're making a lot of racket. But they shouldn't have been because they're shouting for the wrong thing. I don't know about you, but I might have shouted for the wrong thing a time or two. I'll just go on right there. So a type of shout is to do this. It's to begin to speak or to sing. Now, there's another type of shout you're going to find in the Old Testament. Numbers 23 and 21. It is teroaw. T-E-R-O-O-A-W. It means this. It's an acclamation of joy or a battle cry. Now, we find this when Balaam
when they're trying to, when Balak is trying to get Balaam to curse the children of Israel, and he can't do it. He said, hey, look here, he's talking about shouting for the Lord. So it's a battle cry. It's informed. Now, sometimes we shout in the battle. You've seen the old films, or you've seen them when the men were going into war. You know what they do? They begin to shout as they run in. It built something up in them. They felt like they could accomplish something that sometimes they couldn't do. This has just come to my mind, and it's from our old friend John Potts. And Brother John was in Vietnam. And John said they had a guy who was their platoon leader. I think he was a lieutenant. And they called him Battling Bob. And they done it contrarily or and not in a positive way. But he kind of liked it. Said he wasn't a great big fella, but said they knew that if they was going into battle, that he wasn't going to hold back and lay back like the rest of them. He's going to be in the front. And he didn't charge with a machine gun like the rest of them had. He pulled his .45 out. Now here went Battling Bob and said if Battling Bob was out front and pulled that pistol and went to yelling, you knew you could win. Said we couldn't understand it. He said, I can't explain what that done to us. And he said one time they were going out to battle and Battling Bob told him, said, Potts, you can't go. You got to stay back. And he said, it hurt my feelings. Because he said, even though it was as dangerous as it was, he said, it hurt my feelings because I wasn't going to be with them when they went into the battle because I knew Bob was leading it. Battling Bob said he'd shout, pull that .45, and here they'd go. And he just knew that they was going to win. Can I tell you, we're on the winning side. We're on the winning side. Now, I'm not saying shout to scare the average Joe outside those doors out there. But when we get in the house of God, if shouting scares somebody, you know what? I think they need to move up a notch or two. There's another shout. There's another shout. This shout, and we find it here. This shout, you're going to find it first in Joshua 6 and 5. It's Ruah. It sounds like what the Marines shout. I wonder if they got that from this. We have a Marine sitting back there on the back row. Ruah, it means to mar something, but figuratively, here's what that means. When they speak that word, they know it means to split the ears. That's kind of loud, ain't it? We would say ear piercing. To split the ear. To shout. And shout here is to split the ear. It's to give a shout. You know what? You can't miss that kind of shouting. Now, it wasn't that these other shouts were wrong. The first one was given in the wrong context to the wrong people. They were doing it at the wrong time and not for the right reasons. They shouldn't have been shouting and singing over a golden calf. They should have been shouting and singing when Moses came down off the mountain with the law in his hands. They ought to have been giving God glory and saying, hey, we've heard from heaven. We got the word of God. We've heard from heaven. God wrote it with his own finger. But no, they're singing to a calf. My mama said one time, said, if you ever get up and sing in a church house, don't you sing to the people. If you got to sing to them to stay seated, sing for the Lord. Sing for the Lord. If you're going to shout, don't shout to be heard. Don't shout to scare nobody. Dean Hyder shouted one time, my mama was playing the piano. She shouted through a songbook and scared my mama to death. You know what it was? It was an ear splitter. That's what it was. That's the types of shouts you're going to find throughout the Word of God. You'll not find that in the New Testament.
It's loud and it's calling. It's a noise when the Lord descends from heaven with a shout. And it's with the voice of the archangel, by the way. But there's a time to shout. Two little things. There's a time to shout. We ought to shout in the battle. When I find battles in this book, and I go through that Old Testament, and I find times when it looked like they were going to lose, oftentimes all they had to do was shout, and the battle was won. I can't find one time concerning those at Jericho where the Lord said, "Now, if you feel like it out there tomorrow morning, you walk around at that. Now, if you feel like it, shout." I can't find where He said that. I just find where He said, "Shout." You know, that first trip around, they may not felt too bad, but after they walked around that thing seven times, it's a pretty good sized city. You know what? They might have been out of breath. They might not have felt like shouting. But God says, if the battle's going to be won, you're going to shout. University of down there in Texas A&M, they've got the, is it the 12th man that they say that they've got? Is that what they call that cheering section? They're so loud, they said they deafen you. You get down that end of the stadium, you can't hear anything for them people shouting. That's what shout does sometimes. It'll confuse them around you. So what's wrong with them people? Why are they shouting? Isn't it funny they never say that about anything else? I mean, they don't even say that if you pass somebody and they yell at you or you blow the horn or yell back. They don't think nothing about that. That's the way it is. But don't do it in a church house. Something wrong with you. So it's in times of the battle. I wish I could say every time I've gotten a battle that I just shouted it out for the Lord. But I haven't. Thinking about this passage of Scripture, you know what? The battle might have been won a lot sooner if I'd have just let out a hallelujah real loud. And shouts don't have to be unintelligible, something you can't understand. No, it can be a praise the Lord. We hear people shout, praise the Lord. Hey, I do it often. I say we do a thing called exercise. Hold your hands up over your head. That's biblical too, by the way. And shout, praise the Lord three times. So there, you may have participated in a holy shout and not even realized it. What about that? But here's where most of us shout. I'm going to share this with you. I'm done. Most of us shout in the blessing. It's not necessarily in the battle. When the battle comes, it's hard to shout. I've seen some people that could shout in the battle. I would to God that I'd gained that spiritual maturity that some of these old battered, torn saints of God, it didn't matter how bad, tough, hard it got, they'd just shout anyway. But we commonly shout in the blessing. We shout because of our freedom to worship. We come in here, it's free. Someone gets to singing. The song leader gets to singing. The Spirit of God begins to move. The next thing you know, you'll hear somebody back there behind me or me on the front row or someone else over here. You'll hear a praise the Lord! Or a hallelujah! Because the Spirit of God is moved. And you feel that sweet touch from heaven down in your soul, and you just let it roll, and you don't mean to offend anybody. You're just hoping, uh-oh, hear me, Lord. I'm shouting for your glory. We shout in time of blessing. I get to thinking about this. I was watching Corbin sing just a moment ago, and I thought Mark was going to shout there. He's going to shout sure as he's sitting there. It's going to be perfect in this. I'm going to use it anyway. I believe he felt like shouting. I give you one praise the Lord myself. Isn't that good? When you see that, when you see someone else. Listen, if you're in tune with God, I used this one time, ancient stuff. We ought to be like our spiritual antennas up. You ever watch an ant real close? That thing's doing. I mean, it's got it going on. It's going to find something. And when that takes off, and that, you know what it ought to do? It ought to draw us like a magnet if we're shouting for the Lord. The Spirit of God move on us, and it just does something in us. Say, now, I don't do that, preacher. I'm one of these quiet, and that's okay. You may shout differently. But if we've got anything to shout about, hands down, bar none, this is the number one thing that we ought to shout about tonight, and it is this, our salvation. I can shout about my family. I can shout about the things that God's done for me. I can shout about a lot of things, but I'm telling you, you know what Jesus said? He said, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your name's written in heaven. If we've got anything to shout about, because everything we see of this natural eye is in a temporary condition. But there's an eternal land on another shore. Hey, in that place, praise God, do you think they're sitting there with their mouth shut and not saying anything? No, the seraphims are flying around the throne and they're singing and shouting, holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty. The doorpost moves. Heaven moves. God moves. If it moves God in heaven, I believe if we shout over our salvation, it can stir Him up today. If we don't shout about it, we ought to at least look like we're happy that we're saved. Isn't it good to be saved?
Amen.
I'm about to give you opportunity to do something that you may have never done. Some of you are wanting to slide under the seat right now. I can see the red rising up in the cheeks and going, oh no, don't say it, preacher. Don't say it. I'm going to say it. First, I want to ask, and I'm not trying to pick on anybody, is there anybody in here that can't speak? Just wave your hand because you can't speak. I couldn't hear you. Just wave your hand. If you can't speak, I'm looking for a hand wave there. I think we've all confessed that we can speak. Now, you may not like this. It's going to be all right. Mike Blanton run the preacher down at Dodson's Branch and put a microphone in his mouth and said, just go, whoo. His face turned blood red and he wouldn't even open his mouth. Scared Ronnie to death. Scared him to death. I come in down there to preach the night I was going to preach. He said, hey, sing a song tonight. I said, I'll tell you what I'll do. If you'll shout, I'll sing a song. He said, oh, no. Scared him to death. There's nothing to fear. You're in a house full of shouters. This bunch knows what it is to shout. I'm going to tell on Danny. And Danny don't shout a lot, but he shouts some. When we built this sanctuary, I called a bunch of ordained men. And I said, I'll tell you what you want to do. I said, Moses anointed everything in the tabernacle he was going to use for God. And I said, we're not anointing someone. I said, but I'm going to ask you to come. And we all got in here and we had the lights down, just the side lights going. And we got a bottle. I passed out bottles of oil and we oiled everything in this room. I mean, we oiled benches. The handrails weren't there then. We got pews. We got it all. Sound equipment. We couldn't reach the speakers or we'd have got them. We got it all. We anointed everything. And Danny flung them doors open right back there and stepped into this sanctuary. And I'm telling you, Danny took to shouting. It was good. And I like it when the Spirit of God moves up on you. And you just moved. You just moved by the Spirit of the Lord. Now, are you ready? Ready, Kate? I'm going to give it a 1, 2, and a 3. And on 3, we're all just going to give it a whoa. Did you hear how low that was? After 3 weeks of preaching and outside to be one of them, this voice had just nearly gone. Say, I'm not liking this preacher, but I'm trying to help you grow just a little bit. Are you ready? Now say, hey, say, now look here, I'm not one of these church people. Let everything that hath breath. Is anybody in here not breathing? No, I see you setting up. Are we ready? Hey, you guys back there at the back door, you ready? They're ready. Amanda, you ready? Melina, out there, you ready? Lily Kate, ready? Collins, you ready? I heard one of them shouting a minute ago. Was that not her? Oh, that's the other one. She's already shouting. Are we ready? You can shout better if you're standing up. Well, this is going to be hard for some right here. Here it goes. 1, 2, 3. Woo! Hallelujah! Hey, that wasn't so bad, was it? It's all right to applaud him. Hey, it's all right to applaud him. It's that applaud him, not applaud us. Not applaud you, applaud him. He's worthy to be applauded. See, nobody ever done what he does. That's okay. Where'd you get that? Out of the Bible. You're over the top, preacher. Hey, glory. It's all right. It's all right. See, it's contagious. It's like the flu. It'll help you. Look here. I've got a baby back there shouting. Hallelujah! Yeah! She's having a fit. Woo! I want to introduce you to my grandson. Yeah! She's still shouting! That's that Matthew's baby! Now, in all seriousness, you think God doesn't approve of that? You'd be dead wrong. Dead wrong. While we're standing, come get us a song, Randall. But she's still going back there. Out of the mouth of what? Oh, he's perfected. That's exactly right. Woo! We'll have the Holy Ghost wave going on here before it's over. Woo! Hey, listen. Real serious before he sings. Hey, bow your heads with me tonight, would you? We've had a good time in the Lord. You don't have to be dead and sedate and not enjoy your salvation. I don't believe that. Maybe you hear it tonight and you might have shouted just because everybody else did, but you don't know the Lord. And there'll never be a better time to get to know Him right now. With a bunch of shouting people, you could come and say, here's all you got to know to be saved. I'm a sinner. He's the Savior. That's all you got to know. You don't have to know anything else. You don't have to quote John 3:16. All you got to know is you're the sinner and He's the Savior. If you know He's the Savior, then you have believed. What must I do to be saved? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. It's that simple. And we're going to sing this old song right here. And if anyone in this building would like to come forward, we got people that will pray with you, pray for you, help you. The choice is yours. While we sing, I encourage you to come.
Mike McCoy, thanking you for joining us at the Time of Truth.